Tonight I would like to talk about the living with loving kindness in our hearts. It is not easy to live in this world with many other people, many ways of bringing up, many different characteristics, and we have to live with everyone. So there can be times where it is very uncomfortable, very uneasy to live with, many different situations that presents us, not in an easy way. And if we don't have understanding, and if we don't have this loving kindness in our hearts, sometimes it's very impossible to live with other people. All the frustrations, disappointments, anger flare up in our minds, and there can be many unpleasant situations where confrontations, where quarrels, and many unpleasant, you know, events can happen. And also, it is understanding that living with hatred, living with anger, is not the answer. And living with violence, and living with harsh speech, is not the answer. Because if we do live with the frustrations, disappointments, anger, hatred, violence, and harsh speech, the experience that flows from it, the consequences, wouldn't be in a favorable position for us and for other people as well. Due to the anger we have, due to the violent actions and harsh speech that we have produced, the consequences can be very damaging to us as well as to others. So if we don't have any choice or don't want to have any choice, and you know, live with this anger, hatred, and violence, harsh speech, then our lives will be very unhappy, will not be peaceful anymore. All the time, as soon as we open our eyes in the morning, anger and hatred, you know, come into the mind, and then we live with it. So by understanding this, that there is no way at all that we can live our life with anger and hatred, violence. There's no way we can live with it. Our partners will leave us, our, you know, relatives and even our parents will shun from us and avoid us. Then we don't have any good friends left anymore because of our outbursts and because of our violent actions, because of our harsh speech. People will stay away from us. People will take us off from their friend list, a list of friends they have. People they want to be with, we won't be in that list anymore. So it is very important to live with loving kindness, tolerance. If we live with loving kindness and tolerance, we may have to endure a lot of hardships and a lot of unpleasant things. But in the end, the result is peace and happiness. One time I had this experience. I went and visited a country, and we booked in a hotel. It is not an expensive hotel. It is not a cheap hotel either. So we thought, in the middle of the price range, that should do the job. So we booked it, and we got there midday. So we checked in early, and then we had our showers and everything. And then we went out, of course, to have a look around. And, you know, in that night, when we try to sleep, people, the way they close the doors were banging almost, because the locks are like that. When you close it, it's so big. big click, can hear from everywhere, and their insulation in the bathroom is so poor. When the other side take a shower, the water dripping, that sound you can hear from your bed. And when you again also do the same thing, have shower, wash your hands, go to toilet, etc., all the sound of this water running can hear from the other bedrooms. So people are whole night, you know, opening and closing the doors, running the water, thinking that the other side is annoying them and doing it purposely, not realizing the situation that the hotel is like that. It's not insulated. Nobody is doing any noise to annoy others, but that's how it is. But somehow you can see people react to it when they want to rest and when they cannot rest, when the noises are coming from other sides, you know, they do that. And, you know, I came to realize their situation, and then we kept very quiet. We kept very quiet, so the people are keep on doing to each other until about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm a very alert sleeper, light sleeper, so I kept awake, but I didn't do anything so that they might think, you know, that my side is also doing the noise. So whole night try to keep quiet. And in the morning when you try to wash your hands and wash your face and brush your teeth, turn the water tap gently. But then, you know, they can still hear it. And stayed there a week, and every night the thing going on, people are turning water on and off, trying to, you know, do to each other, you know. It's like a little, you know, mini battle going on there. And we were in the middle of it, but we keep our mind clear and we radiate loving kindness towards them without trying to outdo them. We just try to keep quiet as much as we can. And then instead of, you know, you trying to sleep and hearing the water running and then can't sleep, instead of creating annoyance and anger, you know, you come to understand the situation. That's how it is. The hotel is not insulated properly, and people are not realizing the situation, and they are doing it to each other. You come to understand it. Why do they do it? Because they want to sleep peacefully, and yet they can't, because they can hear noises from the other rooms. So we just try and, you know, understand that. We forgive them. No anger, none whatsoever inside. With peace and loving kindness, of course, we can't sleep. I can't sleep. And when I came back, I got really tired because lack of sleep, because I haven't got enough sleep at all. But there isn't any hatred or anger or disappointment, because that's how it is. We have chosen the wrong hotel. Then you would expect in a price range like that, they would have giving us a, you know, good sort of a, you know, good insulation, you know, the room should be. But no matter what it is, that's how it was. And that is all it is you can do to create love and kindness, rather than join in that fight, run the water, get up 2 o'clock and make other people annoyed as well. You don't do that. It goes in many different situations, neighbors to neighbors, doing noises. If you have to do your noise, you know, living noises, normal everyday living noises, like mowing the lawn and, you know, watering the garden, not excessive noise, what you have to do to live every day, you do it without disturbing others. You don't do it, you know, abnormal hours, of course, do it in a proper, you know, usual daytime hours. And then, you know, if they misunderstood the neighbors, if they do something, don't retaliate. Just have endurance, patience, and loving kindness inside your heart, inside our hearts. from that, you know, the neighbors will come to realize that you don't retaliate. You are doing what you have to do. And they also have noises. They have to mow the lawn. They have to do things, chop the branches. They have to fix this, fix that. They all make noise as well. So in the end, they will come to understand that you are not like that. You're just doing your noise. So, and also you are with understanding and with tolerance, you're enduring and you are creating loving kindness by not retaliating. And it is a very powerful thing when you generate loving kindness. You're radiating from you. My experience, one experience was that we were on a train, you know, in a metropolitan train that from go to one place to the other. So we went up and we were going to get down next two stops. As I went up and as I, you know, the train was full, I, you know, stood there, and an old lady and a few other people and my wife, we all standing there, and this young lady there sitting there, she looked at me and then she stood up and offered her place to me. And I don't look frail, I look quite strong, and she just did that, not out of a unusually interested in me or anything like that, just out of goodwill, kindness. Young lady, she just stood up and offered the place to me. And I said, thank you very much, you know, but I'm going down in two stops. And I asked her, would she mind if I give it to the old lady? She said, no. So we knocked to the old lady, said, please have a seat. And she didn't sit there and she didn't get down at the next stop either. When we get down at the place where we need to, she was still there. This is out of kindness. When you radiate love and kindness, you know, this thing happens. And my wife looked, you know, sort of a surprise. And she said, how come he gave the seat to you and not to me? I said, I don't know. Don't ask me, you know. I said, you radiate love and kindness. That'll happen to you too. So this is a very powerful thing, you know, this loving kindness, you know. And there was a time on the plane, you know, these two men, they were in the middle seats. They looked big and rough. They were making noises and they, you know, how can I sit here, you know, I can't stretch my legs and this and that, you know, complaining. So the cabin crew, she came, you know, she said, okay, there's over there, you got two seats. If you want to change, you can sit there. And that two places also in the middle. And he said, you know, it's the same seat. How can I sit there either, you know? But the plane was full, almost full. And she said, all the seats are the same wherever you go, you know. It'll be the same, she said, you know. So we were just watching the situation, what'll happen. You know, the cabin crew, she was very good. She keep her calm, she keep herself calm and smiling, you know, with a smile. She said, well, we can't do much about it, she said, you know, but over there, there's two places, two seats. If you want to go and sit, you sit. But apart from that, all the seats are the same. And he was, you know, sitting down and looking at the seats, looking at the seats on the window side. You know, on the window side, near there, where they were arguing, this man and this lady sitting there, they look very good people. And after a while, they said, why don't we give you our seats, you know, and we sit in your seats, and that problem was solved. But all the seats are the same anyway. So they took that two seats, and then that you know, couple came and sit in their seats. So the cabin crew was talking to them, and then later on, the captain also came and talked to them, you know. Instantly, you know, they were received well by the crew and the captain. And we also look at them and we feel very comfortable with them, that there are people like this in this world who who are very kind, you know, ready to give up, you know, their window seat and then to solve the problem, you know. So this is, you know, not only Buddhist value, this is a universal value of trying to be kind to people. So when you live with the understanding, you know, especially in this way of living, we should do even more, you know, take this example of that couple, you know, and then, you know, do the same in a situation like that, you know. It is a very good way of tolerance, you know, kindness in their hearts, and they give up their seats and they give it to them. And the whole trip that, you know, two people kept quiet, no more problems, solved. So that's how we live in this world, in a situation like that, where, you know, people are so unsettled, the minds are so restless, confronting each other, road rages, unhappiness everywhere. We can somehow make life easy for others by doing these things. So if you carefully think about it, it's the two paths. One is to live with violence, anger, hatred, and harshness, which means unkindness, isn't it? Unloving, cruel. The other path is to live with kindness, love, and then understanding, gentleness. So this, from these experiences, we can see that you know, they are very kind people, and they are also very cruel people. So when you watch this, then, you know, you can understand that living with loving kindness and forgiveness bring happiness and peace to us. The loving kindness that I found quite a few years back was the at that time my son was quite little. Somebody invited us to go to their ice skating rink to ice skate. So he put on his little shoes and the instructor was showing him how to do it. And then somebody said, "You want to have a go?" I said, "Yes." So I hired some ice skating shoes, and I pulled myself on the rail and then trying to go a little bit here, a little bit. I thought I would be all right. I let it go and I fall, boom, on my backside, and it's quite, you know, not pleasant. And then I got up again and I was trying myself, and, you know, again and again. And then, you know, it's no use. I keep falling down. And one time I fall down and I was sitting on the, you know, ice. A little hand came from somewhere and offered me to lift me up. And I look up, and this little girl, about 5 or 6, so small, so small, with her little eyes so kind, looking at me and giving her hand to me to lift me up. She felt so sorry for me that I keep falling down. That's a loving kindness I've experienced, and my heart melted, you know. I look at her, and, you know, I was so happy to see that. And then when I got up, I have to be so careful. The hardest part I had tried, not to fall down again, because I wouldn't want to take her down with me. As you know, she's only a small little one. She wouldn't be able to hold me. So very mindfully, I get up slowly, and then I hold the rail, and I said, "Thank you so much, love, you know. You're so kind, you know." She was so happy that she was able to help me. So that is one of the most honest and sincere loving kindness that I've met in my life. So, you know, there are people like that, even from a child. You know, you can take example from it. She became my teacher of how to show loving kindness towards other people. So these are the things. Some teachers you can, from hearing, they become your teachers. Some from seeing, they become your teachers. Some from experience, they become your teachers. So that is one of my teachers in my life, this young little girl. I don't know her name. But she is my teacher when it comes to loving kindness. So when you see life like this, we need to come to contemplate how we live our life. Do we live our life with cruelty, with harshness, with violence, with unkind acts? Or do we live our life with loving kindness in our hearts? When you say loving kindness, it's not an easy thing. You have to endure all the annoying things, all the things that comes. You're keeping your heart pure. And you can only do this through understanding of life, of human nature. Otherwise, you can't do it. You come to think what he or she think they are, and then you try to give back as good as they give you. But when you understand that the minds, when they are trapped inside this ego, they're all the same. No matter who they are, it's me or them. If my mind is also trapped in this ego, selfishness, then I'll be the same. Understanding this, knowing that, you can forgive them. And coming from that understanding and wisdom, you have strength to keep your mind clean and keep your mind in that loving kindness state. Otherwise, hatred will just eat you over, invade your territory, invade your heart. Only with this wisdom, only with this understanding, the mind that is restless, the mind that is selfish, the mind selfish wrapped up in the ego, will be always like that, no matter who they are. We feel compassion, compassionate for them. And from that come forgiveness. And from that forgiveness come endurance. From that endurance come, loving kindness. So I offer this to you today. Hope you can use it in your daily life, which is very useful. And I strongly encourage you to use it. Thank you.